You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I have to work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the street, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. We tell our kids to just say no, and then some panty-waist judge lets a drug dealer go. He slaps him on the wrist, and he turns it back out on the town. But if I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up behind a little swing till the sun goes down.
I'll tell you.
Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law.
Every day I see dozens of articles like this one. Blood on her hands, Florida moves to impeach radical judge after sickening release of predator leads the murder of a five-year-old stepdaughter. I literally have more than 10 articles around the country just today of stories just like this. I mean, right here in Austin, these judges and the DA will release people that just shoot up downtown and shoot five, six people, and they just let them out, no bond. You see it in the news all the time. As long as they're black or Hispanic and not white. But if you're a white cop and defend yourself, you're going to prison in blue cities. And it's the same thing for white people that defend themselves in their own homes or anything. It's absolutely judges weaponizing criminals in a race war to create cloud and heaven collapse of society. And the same thing's done in Europe. Another illegal alien charged with murder in Democrat-run Fairfax County, Virginia. Been released and deported over and over again. They don't care. They know exactly what they're doing. Now let's start getting into Trump. When I first saw the story, I wasn't sure it was accurate. We had to check, and we did. They now have reports with the transcripts. We'll release the audio soon. That when Trump heard conservative members of the Supreme Court criticize to the lawyers during oral arguments Trump's position on the 14th Amendment birthright citizenship, he got up and left. So there you go. Now, he may have had a different schedule, which is making an appearance, but that's the way it looks. Well, Trump's right about this, so I support what he's doing. Now let's move to the war. So we have Trump. In the last 31 days, about 3 days into it, he starts telling us, as you know, on record, that we've won the war, but won't say what the objective was, and that soon we'll be out of it. And then he continues to say that Iran is trying to surrender. He'll only take unconditional surrender. They want to cease fire, but they can never produce the proof of that. And Iran keeps saying, you're lying, you're lying, you're lying. Well, Hegseth said we've had regime change yesterday. I guess meaning they have the regime they want now. Trump came out and said it, and Iran's foreign ministry says that's not the case, and we're not working with you, and we're not even talking to you. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman calls Trump's remarks on Tehran allegedly asking for ceasefire false and baseless. And if you follow what's been happening the last month and that precedent, then you have to believe the Iranians. I don't know what the truth is, because the Iranians lie too. It's a mess, though. The stock market was up on the news. Oil fell a little bit, though it's the biggest 30-day rise in its history overall. And if this peace deal doesn't materialize, or the ceasefire doesn't, then it will only spike more in a couple days. And how many times can Trump do this where he says, we've got a deal, the war's over? But Iran is denying Trump's claim it requested ceasefire, calling it false and baseless. I don't know what the truth is. In the past, Trump was almost always truthful, so I would go with him. Can't do that now. Just like with Democrats, they lie so much, you can't believe a word they say. So I got a few clips here I want to play of Trump. Here's Trump on Iran. Again, we have had regime change. Now regime change was not one of the things that was a goal, because he knows it's illegal to attack a country first for regime change. That's be, quote, imminent threat under the law, our law, not even foreign law, international law. And so he has a proviso. We finally got what we wanted, so now we're going to wind this down. He says in a few weeks, says 2 or 3 weeks in the next clip. And what do you want to bet it's made up? I mean, if I had to guess, this is horse crap. I would love a ceasefire. I'd love the Iranians to back down and unblock the Strait of Hormuz. But they know every time they start negotiating, they get bombed again. They have nowhere to run. Their back's against the wall. And that's a dangerous adversary. So play clip 10 and 11.
They've been, again, we have had regime change. Now, regime change was not one of the things I had as a goal. I had one goal. They will have no nuclear weapon. And that goal has been attained. They will not have nuclear weapons. But we're finishing the job. And I think within maybe 2 weeks, maybe a couple of days longer to do the job. But we want to knock out every single thing they have. Now, it's possible that we'll make a deal before that, because we'll hit bridges, and we've hit some. We'll hit some bridges. We've got a couple of nice bridges in mind. But if they come to the table, that'll be good. But it doesn't matter whether they come or not. We've set them back. It'll take 15 to 20 years for them to rebuild what we've done to them. They have no Navy. They have no military. They have no Air Force. They have no telecommunications. They have no anti-aircraft systems. They have no leaders. You know, their leaders are all gone. That's why we have regime change. We have nice new leaders. Peter, nothing to do with that. What happens to the Strait, we're not going to have anything to do with, because these countries, China will go up and they'll fuel up their beautiful ships and they'll leave and they'll take care of themselves. There's no reason for us to do it. We hit them hard. We got rid of a lot of the radicalized lunatics along the Strait. But if they want something, but I would say that within 2 weeks, maybe 2 weeks, maybe three, we're hitting them very hard. Last night, we knocked out tremendous amounts of missile making facilities. We, as you probably read or wrote, we knocked out. Excuse me.
Pardon me for interrupting. Will be the U.S. will be gone or done with the war?
I think we're 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah. 3 weeks. If it is,
we'll leave. Because there's no reason for us to do this. Look, problem with the Strait, a guy can take a mine, drop it in the water, and say, oh, it's unsafe. It's not like you're taking out an army or you're taking out a country or you do. They can drop it. Or you can take a machine gun from the shore and shoot a little few bullets at a ship, or maybe an over-the-shoulder missile, small missiles. That's not for us. That'll be for France. That'll be for whoever's using the Strait. But I think when we leave, probably that's all cleared up. Today, I heard tremendous numbers of ships were sailing through.
I mean, how do you unpack those 2 minutes of clips? Those are just unbelievable. Israel starts it, drags us in. 30% of the world's fertilizer goes through there, 27% of the oil and gas. It's already caused a chain reaction in the markets, creating huge inflation. And Trump says, we want unconditional surrender and you must open the Strait or we will obliterate you forever. He said that again yesterday. And then the same day says, no, we're just going to leave the Strait and leave all of you to it, even though the U.S. and Israel did this. I mean, that is not moral, folks. That is not the old Trump. That is crazy. And it will continue to affect the world markets and us. Yeah, it's going to hurt Europe and China and everybody else and poor people that live at a subsistence level with food production going way down, with upwards of a third of the fertilizer not getting delivered during growing times at the start of the growing season. I mean, perfect timing for that to be just devastating. And so, oh, we've knocked out most of their leadership, so that's the regime change you wanted. No, regime change meant getting the people in you wanted. That's not mission accomplished. So this is Trump realizing he got set up by Israel. The Pentagon told him don't do it. Eric Prince told him don't do it. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs told him don't do it. We were right. This was terrible. And now he's going to declare victory in 2 to 3 weeks. I'm sure that'll change tomorrow. In fact, what do you want to bet we're still bombing in 3 weeks? I would love to be proven wrong. But if I had to make a dead reckoning guess right now, I think we're there and I think we're still at war in 2 months. in 8 weeks. I mean, what do you think? What do you think? I just know that this makes my head spin to be watching all of this unfold. J.P. Sears is coming in next hour. Spend 2 hours with us. We're covering the waterfront, get to all these clips, cover all the news, ask what's coming in the future. Really smart guy, great talk show host, hilarious comedian. I really look forward to him being here with us coming up in the next hour. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. The way we reach more people is telling folks about that local AM or FM station you listen to, or cable or UHF or VHF station, and, of course, sharing the live feeds from Relox Jones on X, Infowars.com/show, and, of course, on Rumble, the Alex Jones Show. And if Infowars shuts down anytime in the next few weeks or month, again, I've already explained this, but there's a Texas receiver. They know it's getting blocked by the Texas Supreme Court. They don't care. You got this Antifa judge. This order is closed. They're not going to have a sale because they don't want good guys to buy it. And so they're just not paying the bills, and they're just not paying the rent starting today. And so the landlord could throw us out at any time, turn the lights out, and, of course, I'll comply with that. So I'm just sitting here right now in a no-man's land. The Alex Jones Network's built, ready to go. And we want to have Infowars.com. There'll be a new news site. We announced all the rest of it. And satellites to the same stations, everything else. And it's been a long, incredible fight. And we're suing them. They've been caught in a lot of process violations, civil rights violations. And so we just continue on. But that's where we are. And it's just insane. Absolutely crazy that all of this is going on. And, of course, it was a criminal investigation of what was done with us by the Anti-Weaponization Task Force by Ed Martin, and that was killed by the Democrat Party operative, Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, which is just all part of the continued Trump sliding from his mandate and his mission into oblivion. There's still a lot of good going on, but quickly Trump is moving away from his main mission. And on the current trajectory, I mean, he'll be Barack Obama in a few months if he continues this slide in policy, turning into a globalist Democrat. So we're pretty horrified around here. I don't know about you. But, I mean, do you expect me to get up here and say, oh, yeah, that's great. It's your fault, France. It's your fault, Germany. It's your fault, Saudi Arabia. It's your fault, third world countries that need the fertilizer, and Australia that already has fuel running out, and all over the world, the jet airlines are saying within a few weeks they'll have to cancel most flights because lack of jet fuel. And what do you think that, and Taiwan can't make chips because they can't get the liquid natural gas? That's going to hurt us bad. I mean, this is crazy. All because Netanyahu did what he wanted to do and drug us into this, and they lied to Trump and said the regime will fall in a few days and the opposition will overthrow them. Remember, Trump said that? That was the plan, and it didn't work. And remember what the founder and head of Blackwater said, a right-wing hawk. He said, I can't believe Trump did this. It's not going to go well. The Pentagon told him that, and he said, but just please don't escalate to boots on the ground, because that'll be the next thing. And that's why we need a repudiation of boots on the ground, because they have the talking point. They're pushing it everywhere, Fox, you name it. You do not want a ground war in Iran. And notice he's now backing away from that. And that's why we're going to put pressure. We get told by neocons and these influencers that are paid off by the establishment, by Israel and others, that being loyal to Trump and loyal to MAGA and being a good American means supporting whatever the neocons want and ground war with the Iranians and that nightmare. No, that's not what we voted for. And they want us to sit down and shut up, or they'll attack you, they'll intimidate you, they'll call you a traitor like they did Joe Kent, and a coward when they're the cowards. Israel says they won't help us in a ground war, but they want us in a ground war. Because they want you to shut up, because they don't want Trump to get pushback, because they want him bubble wrapped where they control him. So you bet your boots I've been all over Trump's ass and saying, you know, really hardcore things that are true. Because they know I've been loyal to Trump from the very start, even before he announced his candidacy. Roger Stone came in to recruit me, went over the stuff, Trump's background, what he promised Trump would do. I said, okay, let me see. So I was already lined up to support Trump a month before he announced. And you notice, boom, right away, he's on the show, all that, bam. We had the biggest show in the world at that time, still gigantic. Biggest English-speaking program, period. Not just political, period, in the world. Billions of views a quarter on YouTube alone. Hundreds of radio stations, top rated. Number one on Shoutcast. Number one on every, number one on Apple iTunes. Number one, number one, number one, number one. And we backed Trump, and we went to the RNC, and a third of the people there, the hundreds of thousands, were wearing our shirts. And the left saw that and got horrified and said, oh, my God. And got declassified that the CIA and Obama said, get that guy. And they set up a major project against me with Hillary Clinton involved. And all I've gotten is pain and attacks and everything for backing Trump. And I would do it as long as he was fighting hard. Never asked for support. Never asked for them to protect me. I got reached out to by the Justice Department saying, hey, part of our task force, we know they did this to you. It's been declassified. We're going after him. And so I see, you know, the neocon surrogates going, oh, Jones got paid or Jones wants clicks. Got paid? I don't get paid for clicks. I don't get paid for what I say on air. I sell products, and if people think what I'm doing is a good job and they like the products, they buy them. And that's it. What I sell is completely separate from what I do on air. When I'm up here talking about stopping a nuclear war and a total ground war in World War IV, or whatever you want to call it, Pentagon calls it that. I just use their proper name. Mark Levin makes a big joke out of it, hoping his audience is stupid. And I just go down the line and do what is right. And that's it. I was around before the word influencer existed. With my guests and my audience and our action, we created the modern anti-globalist template. We created the gantry, the launch pad, the runway for Trump and other populists around the world. And we're recognized by Bukele in El Salvador and by Bolsonaro in Brazil and by Nigel Farage in the UK and by Viktor Orban in Hungary as being the original that at a mass scale popularized this movement and freedom and energized the grassroots for everyone, not just here, but around the world to challenge the globalists. We spotlighted the UN. We spotlighted the World Economic Forum. We spotlighted Bill Gates. We hit the barbed wire first. We were the shock troops, my guests, my crew, this audience of activists. And I won't sell out that legacy of integrity for anybody. You can put a gun to my head, and I won't go against what's right. I won't move one centimeter from what I believe to be the absolute truth. Now, do I get things a little off sometimes? Do I get things wrong sometimes? You bet, and I tell you when I do. About a 98% accuracy rate. But in the general main, we've been dead on. And I am sick to my stomach and horrified at the change in Trump and just wounded and sad and upset because I have been so satisfied and so proud of what Trump's been through and what he's done and how far we came together. And it was a pleasure to stand with him and be persecuted right alongside him. And I still respect Trump for all that. And I still believe he is at heart a good man. But whether it's mental exhaustion or whatever it is or who's around him, he's making more and more big mistakes. I mean, Howard Lutnick should have been removed. When it turned out he was at Epstein Island repeatedly, lied about it, moved in next door to him, in business with him. All this stuff, he lied. He lied, and Trump defended it. And it goes on and on from there. And that's a big problem. People go, well, the Democrats are way worse. Yeah, we know that. But we can't start compromising and becoming them. And we do need to focus on them. And we do need to focus on the bad they're doing. And the left generally around the world. That's absolutely essential to do. We must do it. And I'm trying to wrap my mind around that and trying to stay focused on what they're doing. But the Trump admin just continues to force me to focus on them like 30-odd six shot Charlie Kirk September 10th last year. Anybody that's ever shot high-powered rifles into animals, and they're just like humans, or anybody that shot humans knows, you don't shoot a 308 Magnum, is basically what a 30-odd six is, into a man's neck and it doesn't come right out the back. I don't care if it hits a spinal cord, any of it. Impossible. If you're shooting straight on. Now, if you're shooting straight down, yeah. Because it's not going through the neck, it's going down through it. Through the head, through the neck. And I said, we'll see if they produce the bullet. And the ATF says it's not 30-06. Well, what is it then? And boy, as soon as we covered that yesterday, we got flooded by bots and influencers. How dare you be for Tyler Robinson? He's the murderer. How dare you side with the trans killer? I'm not doing that. I think Robinson was involved and thinks he killed him. Was up there as a drugged out patsy. Had all these people saying Charlie be dead tomorrow. And Cash Patel killed the investigations into the Tranneyville there in that town. And killed the foreign involvement. And I reported it back in September 1st that that happened at the cabinet meeting. Confirmed months later and then by Joe Kent later. So there's an FBI cover-up, and it's not the same bullet. It's not a 30-06. No crap. Ladies and gentlemen, a 22 short would have a good chance going through somebody's neck at that range. A 22 long rifle, 99% chance will go through. A 22 Magnum is going through. That is a little piddly round. 223, right through, even smaller stuff. 30-06, it's so high velocity and so strong, even if it hit the soft bones, it would not even have that big an exit wound, even though they normally do, but you'd have to hit some real meat and bone to do that. Anybody that's done hunting knows this is horse crap. I have blown hogs' heads basically off with the equivalent of 30-06. I've only shot a few things 30-06. I don't like it as much as a 300 Win Mag. My favorite, laser beam. I mean, I've shot mountain goats and stuff between the eyes, 800 yards with 300 Win Mag, bolt action. Just devastating. And the whole back of the head blows off. And it's just a little bit more powerful than a 30-06. Sorry, I'm starting to literally salivate over a 300 Win Mag. Everybody's got the rounds they love. I've been shooting 300 Win Mags since I was a kid, and I've shot it all, 338 Lapua, the Creedmoor. I've shot it all, 300 Win Mag. All right, I'm going to stop salivating over that. We got J.P. Sears coming in here. We have got masses of news. We have France approval of a record number of asylum seekers, despite their country being a cesspit, 80% reduction in terrorism, Islamics and all these military-age men, Africans running around raping and killing everybody. They have approved 2025. The numbers are now out. The record number of immigrants and making them legal, and now they're going to increase it. Just watching France commit suicide, it's all the same globalist plot, all the same globalist program. It's incredible. Trump's also strongly considering pulling out of NATO. I think that's a great idea. But he's pissed because Spain said, get out of our military bases. Don't fly weapons operations out of here. We believe your war is illegal. And by the way, get out of our airspace. But Spain's supporting the war against Russia that's even more illegal. So it's a communist leader over there. It's all pure crap. And then, of course, you've got South Dakota, the husband of Gnome, publishing on some fetish website, him with giant fake boobs dressed like a woman. I mean, you got Lindsey Graham with princess bubble wands following children around a Disney World. You cannot make this stuff up. I mean, just look at him, though. Why would you want to... He's some high-powered executive insurance company magnate, and in his off time, he dresses up like a woman. He'd make a good public school teacher, I guess, dressed like that. I mean, this is just unbelievable. Unbelievable. Hour number two straight ahead. We'll get into all this and more, and there's new photos of Lindsey Graham with the Princess Wand. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies, the delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact? Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.